You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. You mentioned the creation-evolution debate, and you're sure to spark the deepest of feelings. Increasingly, the creation account in the Bible is under attack. Our special guest today, Eric Hovind, who is president of Creation Today and a producer of a new movie called Genesis 3D, has taken this issue head-on, and we're glad he joins us in this edition of Messenger Insight. Eric, welcome.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for letting me join you today.
Now, your ministry is a key element of the faith. You have taken this topic of creation and really use it as an apologetic for Christ, for the church. Talk about this project you have going, and how did it all come about with Genesis 3D?
We are absolutely amazed at how God has brought the pieces together to put Genesis 3D into a workable medium that can actually get out there into theaters and into people's hands. I was raised in the creation ministry, so I've grown up under apologetic training all my life, and realizing how important this subject is in my life and in the lives of others has just made us say, you know what, we need to take it to a brand new level. Christian filmmakers are starting to come out of the woodworks going, we need to raise the bar and start going out there and influencing people. And we've seen, for example, Alex Kendrick come out with several movies that have really challenged Christians to step up and be Christians, to say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
And so the whole point of Genesis is to say, we aren't ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And where does the gospel of Christ start? It starts when our Savior, Jesus Christ, actually created this world for His glory. Then man brought death and sin into the world, and Jesus Christ said He would come to redeem it. So we're going all the way back to the very beginning of the story, if you will. This is act number one, as we begin to show literally in 3D what would have happened at the time of creation. So we're mixing this. This movie is going to be a mixture of interviews with scientific experts that are incredibly knowledgeable with the latest scientific information, and also have some incredible, stunning computer graphics that are done. And you can see those computer graphics at genesismovie.com. It's unbelievable. People are going to, for the first time, be able to literally experience Genesis. And in a day and age where biblical illiteracy is at an all-time high, this, we believe, will help bring it back into focus and get people to understand the truth of Scripture in a whole new way.
I'd encourage everyone listening to this to go online and watch the trailer. What blew me away is I felt like I had a front row seat for literally the creation of the world. And this is on the front lines of apologetics, isn't it? The evolutionary movement attacks are relentless, and Christians can't be caught flat-footed, can we?
No, the Bible tells us very clearly that we need to be ready to give an answer to every man that asks us a reason of the hope that's in us with meekness and fear. And Brian, I've been traveling for 17 years now, speaking on creation versus evolution, and I'm coming across more and more Christians that cannot defend their faith in God. I would say, and this is no exaggeration, 95% of the Christians I meet cannot adequately defend their faith in God and in the Bible when they meet a skeptic. And our goal at Creation Today is to equip believers to be able to do that, to defend their faith in God. And so Genesis 3D movie is just a portion of the things we do at our ministry, but this is by far the biggest project we've ever undertaken. And you said you felt like you had a front row seat, and I go, man, that was only in 2D. Wait till you see it in 3D. It really is going to be incredible. Jason Lyle is with the Institute for Creation Research in Dallas, Texas, and he said, I think this will be one of the most important films of recent times. And I couldn't agree with him more, because we're calling the church back to biblical authority, that our authority is God and His Word. I was blown away. Alex Kendrick actually stopped by here to check out the movie. He said, this is going to show biblical truth in an excellent way, and it's raising the bar of Christian movies. And we realize, look, our competition is the Discovery Channel out there, the Nova, the PBS, that are indoctrinating this world, this society, with the religion, and I'm going to call it that because that's what it is, the religion of evolutionism. And they're getting kids to believe this theory, it's not even a theory, I should say hypothesis, at a very young age, And when they learn that, they end up questioning their faith in God. Because if evolution really happened, then where does God fit into the picture? And that's what we see. So we really are having to raise the bar against the evolutionists and the atheists that are becoming increasingly vocal about their, well, I'll call it, about their religion. And so that's what we see happening today.
Eric, I like what you said earlier about the power of movies made by people like Alex Kendrick, understanding that people have an appetite for movies, and Christians need to be in the arena making works of art and truth like this. Genesis 3D, everyone should go to genesismovie.com to watch the trailer to find out how to get behind this movie. We talked a little bit about how our origins and understanding them is fundamental to understanding everything else, but connect the dots for us between this and sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sure. A lot of people think, well, what in the world does creation have to do with the gospel? Why would you go all the way back to creation? Why don't you instead just preach the gospel? Well, you got to understand, we live in a day and age where there are hurdles for people even getting to the gospel. And the biggest hurdle we see today is the religion, they call it science, the theory of evolution. That is the biggest hindrance to people coming to the gospel today. Now, of course, biblically, we know why. They choose to believe in this worldview that says nothing exploded and created everything, and everything evolved from this primordial soup, which is, you know, not even remotely close to a scientific theory, because it's all a made-up story that happened in the past. But they're hung up on this, and the Bible says the reason they reject God is because of their sin. It's never because of science. It's always because of sin, because of the lust of their heart. And I know I'm making a bold claim there, but that's what Scripture teaches us. So if Jesus Christ, who himself said, "Have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female?" He said the creation of Adam and Eve really was the beginning. And if we don't take the words of Jesus Christ seriously in Matthew 19:4 and Mark 10:6, why should we take any of the Bible seriously? If we don't take a literal historical account of Genesis seriously, because it's obviously intended to be a literal reading, then how can we take any passages of Scripture literally? You end up being on what's called a slippery slope, and all kinds of false doctrine can slip in whenever you get on that slippery slope. You can start saying, well, hey, if God didn't mean what he said in Genesis, how do we know what he meant when he talked about, you know, the children in the womb being conceived and knit together by God, and they're children. They're not just a blob of tissue. They're not going through the evolutionary stages. How do we know then that God designed marriage to be one man and one woman? I mean, is that really what he means? And we're falling into the trap of exactly what Satan did to Eve in the Garden of Eden. When he said to Eve, "Yea, hath God said," he caused Eve to doubt what God had said. And today he's playing the same exact game. He's trying to get people to doubt what God said. That's why Genesis 3D is so important. We're going right back to the very, very beginning, the very foundation of every major doctrine in Scripture, and saying, this is what happened. God's word is true right from the beginning.
That's well said, and just a personal testimony for me. Genesis is just about my favorite book in the Old Testament, and I remember being a pre-college teenager and really coming to grips with the fact that God did create, and coming across some of the apologetics materials, books that have been produced through the years, and it just so much strengthens our walk with God. And I know many parents out there are concerned that their children would fall prey to an evolutionary worldview. What resources is your ministry or are you using in the making of this movie that people could get their hands on? They want to immerse themselves a little more and get more conversant with it so that when they are challenged or just in bringing up kids could be better equipped.
Sure, I can think of three that are very popular right off the top of my head by three different speakers. We just finished a series this past year called The 6 Days of Genesis with Paul Taylor. He's my co-host on the Creation Today show, a show we do once a week on our website, creationtoday.org, and it's broadcast on different networks around the world. Paul Taylor did an expositional teaching of Genesis, going verse by verse through Genesis, chapters 1 through 3, really showing the 6 days of Genesis, so chapters 1 and 2, really showing, you know, and going into the science, going into the theology, going into everything. And we designed that as a small group study so that people could actually get a small group study go through this, learn the information so that they can teach it to others. Another one that's just a very basic one on creation versus evolution is one I did called Beginnings, and that's another six-part small group study that just teaches the very basics of creation versus evolution. We get into the age of the earth, we get into the idea of evolution being a religious worldview and showing how that actually is true. We get into the dinosaurs and into things that are being taught in the textbooks that are actually faith-based, they're not really scientific. And then another one would be Ken Ham's Foundation series. That's a 12-part series, a little bit longer. But all of those are just absolutely incredible. And there's a store called the Creation Store that actually carries all of those. So creationstore.org if you're interested in any of those, and as well as a ton of other resources that carry. They carry those three, the Beginnings, 6 Days of Genesis, and Foundations. But you want to talk about giving yourself a solid foundation on God's Word from the very beginning, those will definitely put you in the right direction.
Excellent. Thank you. Now, if everything falls into place as God continues to bring the resources together, when could people expect to see Genesis 3D? Where could they see it? And kind of how will it all come out?
Well, Lord willing is exactly right. We have been blown away. We've been working on this project for 2 years, and we've got about another 8 months of production time left. We're working with Kingdom Works Studio in, Resurrection Pictures in California, and Dr. Bill Harity gets movies in theaters all the time. That's what he does, and his company does. And they're a nonprofit company, and I'm blown away. He says, "Look, we can actually put this in theaters, and in 3D theaters." So, Lord willing, next year in 2014, after production's done, we'll be able to go to work on the marketing and actually get this into theaters. And how many theaters we get this in totally depends on how much funds are raised, because you have to have a certain amount in order to get into theaters. If not, we'll have it available for Blu-ray and DVD release at some point next year. But Lord willing, we'll go to theaters. And if Alex Kendrick is right, and this really is raising the bar and taking this to a whole new level, then I pray that we'll have literally a worldwide release of Genesis 3D. He said he has companies that have got them into 70 different countries, and said, "I'd love to help you get this out there." So we're really excited about this project. GenesisMovie.com, if you want more information. It is blowing the doors off of anything ever done in Christianity in the world of creation. So we're really thankful to be a part of it and realize that we are just servants of the Most High God, just like everybody else, and we're excited for our part that we get to play right now.
Outstanding. Talking to Eric Hovind, who is president of Creation Today and producer of Genesis 3D, which is really a creative new approach of understanding the book of Genesis, of seeing it firsthand, and of using that as an apologetic tool for the faith and preaching Christ to society so desperately in need. Eric, thank you for making time for us. I want to encourage everyone to go to GenesisMovie.com today, watch the trailer, get behind this movie, and we pray that God continues to bless you and your ministry, and thank you for your bold stand for Him.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Brian.
Blessings to you, brother.
You too.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.